On the warm fall evening, as he stood in the stairway and looked at the crowd drifting through Main Street, George thought of the talk beside the field of young corn and was ashamed of the figure he had made of himself. In the street, the people surged up and down like cattle confined in a pen. Buggies and wagons almost filled the narrow thoroughfare. A band played, and small boys raced along the sidewalk, diving between the legs of men. Young men with shining red faces walked awkwardly about with girls on their arms. In a room above one of the stores, where a dance was to be held, the fiddlers tuned their instruments. The broken sounds floated down through an open window and out across the murmur of voices and the loud blare of the horns of the band. The medley of sounds got on young Willard's nerves. Everywhere, on all sides, the sense of crowding, moving life closed in about him. He wanted to run away by himself and think. If she wants to stay with that fellow, she may. Why should I care? What difference does it make to me? He growled, and went along Main Street and through Hearn's Grocery into a side street. George felt so utterly lonely and dejected that he wanted to weep, but pride made him walk rapidly along, swinging his arms. He came to Wesley Moyer's livery barn and stopped in the shadows to listen to a group of men who talked of a race Wesley's stallion, Tony Tip, had won at the fair during the afternoon. A crowd had gathered in front of the barn, and before the crowd walked Wesley, prancing up and down and boasting. He held a whip in his hand and kept tapping the ground. Little puffs of smoke arose in the lamplight. "Hell, quit your talking," Wesley exclaimed. "I wasn't afraid. I knew I had 'em beat all the time. I wasn't afraid." Ordinarily, George Willard would have been intensely interested in the boasting of Moyer the horseman. Now it made him angry. He turned and hurried away along the street. "Old windbag," he sputtered. "Why does he want to be bragging? Why don't he shut up?" George went into a vacant lot, and as he hurried along, fell over a pile of rubbish. A nail protruding from an empty barrel tore his trousers. He sat down on the ground and swore. With a pin, he mended the torn place, and then arose and went on. "I'll go to Helen White's house. That's what I'll do. I'll walk right in. I'll say that I want to see her. I'll walk right in and sit down. That's what I'll do," he declared, climbing over a fence and beginning to run.